This is the Mindset Toolkit Podcast. The continual pursuit of improvement.
How's everybody going? My name is Selwyn, host of the Mindset Toolkit Podcast, and I'll be bringing you a quick Lessons of the Day episode where I review some items that I've learned over the last couple of days and distill them down into talking points that can be added to your toolkit. So, here we go. But first, I would like to thank a couple of the new followers we have listening to the podcast. It's really cool to see some new subscribers and followers just listen to the little things that I've got to say. So the first couple of points come from the Art of Manliness podcast's interview with Eric Barker. He's got a WHOOP little acronym there. It stands for Wish, Outcome, Obstacle, Plan, which is kind of a cool way to break down your dreams into your goals, figure out what the problems will be, and then address how to get there. So you need to figure out what will work and what doesn't, and it also helps you determine if you should double down on your activities or quit those activities. And he also addresses a balanced life. To achieve that, you have to settle at one point in time. So to get an extreme level of success, you have to put in extreme effort. And there's no such thing as a balanced life, just priorities. But you have to remember that you have to draw the line somewhere, because achievement doesn't always lead to happiness, and you have to really address your priorities, because we only have 24 hours in a day, and it's up to you to really figure out where you want to put those hours. The great thing with any point in life, whether you're young or old, is that there's always more time to do things. So just because you think you're too young to start something or too old to start something, there's always a chance for more, depending on how you want to frame that. So for me right now, I mean, I've currently got a day job doing the podcast, and I'm also doing my passion project of working at a brewery 2 to 3 times a week, which takes up a lot of time. And this is in addition to working out and reading. So really just figuring out where to schedule and timetable your week, days, hours, and minutes to really get the most out of what it is you can do. And what have I really cut out is a lot of watching TV. I'll still hang out with friends on the weekends, on weeknights occasionally, so I still have plenty of time to socialize, plenty of time to work, and just not a lot of time to watch TV series. So it really cuts down wasteful activities, I think. The next couple of points come from the Art of Charms podcast interview with Noah Kagan. The first one is innovation comes from limitations. So when you really think about how innovation comes around, it's because there was a problem or a shortcoming in the current marketplace or the current environment. So what you need to think about is how can you move forward when you hit a wall? So not necessarily how can you develop the new iPhone, but how can you solve a problem that you're currently facing? And how can that possibly help other people? Not directly, but in a roundabout way, you might be able to come up with a great solution that solves your problem, but also solves other people's problems. You also need to look at where you are in life is always a stepping stone to the next stage of your life. So kind of look at each step along your career path or entrepreneurial journey as a brick in the wall, and where your life is you creating that wall overall. So each step is in its own wall. It's just a part of the bigger wall that you're achieving. And it's a good way to kind of frame things where you're always finding a way to learn and improve yourself. The final point kind of addresses negative feedback and ways to improve. So when someone criticizes you or leaves you negative feedback, gives you a negative review, a lot of us get defensive and we kind of dismiss the feedback. We kind of throw the baby out with the bathwater. So a good way to reframe this is to assume first that the source is credible, even if they're not, so you kind of don't have any bias towards a point of view. And then you want to look to see if the suggestions that they gave you, the feedback, the criticism, is actually able to be worked on, to be applied, to be improved upon. Might not be the whole thing, but at least a little part of that might be able to be useful for you in the future, because everyone kind of always has an opinion. Now, you might need to take 100% of that. You might need to take 0.001% of that. But if that helps you in your journey, improves you by that 1% that you're looking for, then take that and just throw away the rest of it. And I think it's kind of easier said than done, especially when you're heated, getting feedback. No one likes to be told that they're not good. But that's kind of our ego talking about. Kind of listen to the podcast about Ego is the Enemy. Oh, get the book by Ryan Holiday. It's really great because it reframes how you look at the world and how you look at yourself acting in that world. But what you really need to do is kind of take a step back, even just take a pause, kind of remember what they said. And then when you're less heated, less emotional, less defensive, kind of just unpack what they told you and take what you need to from that advice. Because at the end of the day, it is advice. It might not be great advice, but there's always a lesson to be learned in every piece of advice we come across. The next couple of points come from the Order of Man's podcast interview with Chris Romulo, who wrote The Fighter's Mindset. This is kind of interesting. It's talking about that life is one big fight, and you'll either lose and learn or win and keep evolving. So you're never beaten down. No one ever completely loses unless the spirit within them decides to lose. You can almost be beat, but as long as you're constantly moving forward and just remembering that you yourself will never lose the ultimate fight, you can keep on going, and no matter how bad or dire the situation is, kind of look forward and look to what's next to keep on improving there. Because there's no choice in the life. We're all here living life, I can assume, but we're all in the fight that is known as life. So you might as well be as prepared as you can for what life has to interrupt you with or to come at you. So it's about having a growth mindset and not being complacent. You want to accept all the challenges that life throws at you, because what this does, it moves you forward, it improves you, it makes you a better person. Kind of how you can't tell how good a boat is unless it's been through a storm. Kind of the same way is what life is about. Someone that's lived a life without challenges is going to find it hard when that challenge comes along. And everyone's life is full of challenges, whether or not they're relative to other people's challenges. It doesn't really matter. It's your challenge. It's your life. And I mean, we don't really get anywhere by comparing our challenge to somebody else's hardships. So just kind of take it for what it is. Just kind of look inward and just address your own problems and fight through them. So you have to get back to the grind, the hard work, especially after losses and failures, because it's these losses and failures that are going to really improve us. Because adversity is what leads to growth. So we need to challenge ourselves and face adversity head on and be prepared for those adversities when we can prepare for those adversities. And finally, the last real quick piece of advice I've got is from Gary Vee, and it is simply, a great story is one that makes you react. And think about that when you're trying to build a marketing brand, train, build your own personal story, trying to build your own personal brand on social media, because we all know how big that is forming. And the more personable you are, the more relatable you are, it's going to attract more people, because people like them. So that's all I have for today. So go out and use it. This has been Selwyn on a quick episode of Lessons of the Day from the Mindset Toolkit podcast. Thanks for your time. And remember, what you learn today will serve you tomorrow. So go out and go get it.